But first thing is, who do you listen to? You have to listen to people who have done it in real life, real examples, people like you, because it shows that it works. It's proven to work. It's not theory. That's the first step. If you're not there yet, if you're not at the point where you're saying, this information on these CDs and in this workshop, this information is not from a source that I feel comfortable with, you can't go any further. So you have to get to step one. If you're there, then your next step is, I need to be as teachable as I can be. I need to acknowledge what my teachability index is. And you need to get your teachability index up. Your goal is getting your teachability index up. So then the question is, well, how do I believe that the information is coming from the right source on these CDs or in this workshop? How do I get to that level? And how do I get my teachability index up? How do I do that? Here's the answer. The reason we put this on CD is, if you go back to what I said about how we were taught this in the societies, it was in stages and at levels. Primarily, I mentioned a little bit of workshop and lecture, through books, through mentoring, having a mentor or being an apprentice, and through one-on-one communication. The key is, when we're learning this from a person, the person can see where we're at, and they're not going to take us further than where we're at. So if we're stuck on teachability index, for some people, the mentor or the teacher would work with the apprentice only on teachability index, sometimes for weeks, months, or years before they got to a level where they could teach him something. And they would teach him something knowing that, I'm going to teach him something that they can learn based on their teachability index. Because if their teachability index is so low, I can't teach them a high level piece of knowledge because they won't learn it. So I'll teach them a very simple piece of knowledge so that they will learn it at their current teachability index. Does this make sense? And here's what happens. How do you get the teachability index up? Generally speaking, the person has to make these decisions on their own and choose on their own and make their own decisions and take their own responsibility. The way to help them is by teaching them a little something that they can learn based on their current teachability index level. And when they learn it and see that this works, that this is good, that they liked it, their teachability index will then go up. Their belief in it will go up. Their belief that they can do it can go up. Therefore, their willingness to learn will go up. And their willingness to accept change will go up. That's the first method. The second method is by exposing this person to people that have what they want. Because by seeing firsthand people who have what you want, your desire will go up to achieve that, to also get that. And when your desire goes up, your willingness to learn will go up. Does this make sense? Now, you here in the room and the people listening to this on CD, what is your method? Because some of you are wondering, how do I get this up based on where I'm at and with the tools I have available? The answer is, and this is why we put this on CD, listen to these CDs. Listen to these CDs all the way through. All the way through. As you listen the very first time, some of you will have a very low willingness to learn and low willingness to accept change the first time you listen to it. But after you listen to it, go back and listen to it again. The second time you listen to it, your willingness to learn will be higher. Your willingness to accept change will be higher. Then listen to it again. And then listen to it again. And at the end of the CDs, I'm going to give you additional materials, which I'm going to encourage you to get. CDs as well as books. And we may in the future offer more live events. It's an ongoing process to increase your willingness to learn. It's an ongoing process. Each one of these steps, ideally, should be at a very high level before you go on to the next one. But you don't have that luxury. And you don't have that amount of time. So I hope that answered your question. If you're at a low level right now in terms of willingness to learn and willingness to accept change, just acknowledge it. And just know, I'm probably not that teachable. Doesn't mean you're completely not teachable. You're going to learn some of this stuff. And as you learn some of it, your teachability index should go up. With one exception, you have a super high willingness to learn right now, high willingness to accept change, you're 100. You're absorbing all this in so fast that your sponge is going to get full. Maybe a few hours from now, it may dramatically shift. That's why listening to these CDs over and over and over and over and over and over and over again is really your mission. This is what you should be doing. Listen, so how much should I listen each day? Well, I designed this lecture with breaks approximately every hour. And that's a very good way. You can listen to one CD, then take a break. But I'll give you another little trick.